Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are brought to you by TexasLending.com. Sports Radio 610 presents A Coors Light. Fill your cup Friday with Clint Sterner and the show. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. 5 o'clock fire.
That's right, baby. 5 o'clock fire. Congratulations. If you're in your car, ride home. We got what you need to know. And there's been a sighting. Finally, Donald Zach Greinke has been out there. And I believe Dusty even saw him today. He threw a session, faced some hitters. I saw him facing George Springer as well. From his catcher, Martin Maldonado, he thinks he threw the ball pretty well, kept his velocity up, and kept it up to where it was last season and kept the ball down. So we saw Verlander, positive signs, McCullers, positive signs, and now your number two starter, Zach Greinke, went out there and got good work today.
Yeah, and look, these guys are all ahead of schedule. I mean, when Zach Greinke was asked about his pitch count, and he said he could throw 150 pitches. He threw up to 108 last year in a game. I don't know where 150 came from, Joe, but damn it, if he can throw 150, he's ahead of schedule. So, nonetheless, I think the biggest thing about what we've seen over the last couple of days with the Astros, the story of the camp so far, of training so far, is – without a doubt, Justin Verlander is ahead of schedule. There's no doubt about it. Lance McCullers is ahead of schedule, even though people expect him to be ahead of schedule, being damn near two years removed from Tommy John surgery. But now, Zach Greinke, there has been a sighting, and clearly he's throwing the ball well too. So your three starters for the Houston Astros are ahead of schedule, which is – it's always a good thing, but with a 60-game schedule coming down the pipe and every game meaning 2.5% more than it typically does, this is big for these three guys to be on point.
You got to have him. And I know Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, has been bugged and pushed about updates of the missing four, but he did have an update on a very important piece that has not been able to pitch since he's been here or since camp has started. Here is Dusty on Roberto Osuna.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's in fair shape. You know, Mexico was kind of locked down as it was too, you know. I mean, the virus is terrible over there in Mexico. So he couldn't train the way he wanted to train. And I talked to Brent Strom today and he said, hey man, he'll be ready, you know, come opening day. He's on accelerated course, you know, you got to be careful because you don't want them to get hurt while they're accelerating themselves, try to catch up.
And we talked about this with McClain just the last hour on difference of how guys have to try to get themselves together and their bodies right with this pandemic because you can't be out. Yeah. It was really bad in Mexico. And as he said, I mean, Dustin gonna shoot you straight. He's in fair condition.
Yeah, look, man, when you talk about these pro athletes, I completely disagree with McClain. You talk about these guys, and in this sense, it's a pitcher, and really the torque and the pressure that's applied to his arm, his shoulder, his elbow. I mean, that alone is something that you don't just wake up and get out of bed and go, not at the rate at which these guys throw, especially him coming out of the pen. I mean, he comes out all gas, no break, and – just leaves it all on the mound every time he takes the mound. So, I mean, it takes a good amount of time for these guys to get their bodies right. Obviously, when you're talking about the NFL, it's different from a pitcher, but it's still your joints, your knees, your ankles, your hamstrings. I mean, there's still – you've got some serious conditioning to do. And
especially when you haven't had the ability to do
it at all. And you can't show – you can't just wake up out of bed and go do it. I mean, there is a – it takes time. You can't speed it up. You can't rush it. You got to listen to your body, and it takes time for these guys to get things right. And obviously, Roberto Osuna is a little bit behind schedule because of Mexico and the conditions in Mexico, but – you got to trust that he's in good hands with Brent Strom and good things will happen.
Yeah, he'll be one to watch because he is very important at the back end of that bullpen, and they say that he's on an accelerated push. All right, that'll be one to watch to make sure, you know, hopefully by opening day he's in a good spot.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is still big news. Yesterday, the Houston Rockets, they took off for Orlando, and – they took off for Orlando without James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And there has to be. It ain't good. You know, we don't know what's happening there. We haven't got any information. But I don't know if you're a Rockets fan that you feel great about this or you feel better about this. There has to be a natural concern health-wise of why they're not on this trip.
Look, you hit the nail on the head. There's no doubt about it that when those guys didn't get on the plane with the rest of the group, at first I thought, well, hell, they're probably coming from L.A., probably just going to take a private jet out there between the two of them. I think they could probably afford one coast to coast. And today or yesterday when they leave at 5 o'clock and they're not on the plane and the response from the organization is they'll be in sooner rather than later, it really makes you wonder, and I think it's only natural for us to think that there could be something wrong. Cross your fingers and you hope and pray that it's not. But if there's something going down with Harden and Westbrook that could be COVID-19 related, that would be an absolute shock.
I mean, anyone listening right now, Ryden, that has to be the natural thought.
No question.
Everybody else went except for those guys. I think you said it earlier, Clint. Everybody was supposed to head down. We've known for weeks that everybody was supposed to head down on this date. And for some reason, you are the two who hadn't head down
it's not
on
just
this
two,
date.
It's not just two empty seats. Yeah, it's two right. Empty first-class seats.
And it's two guys that why the hell are we all going to make this trip if they not there? Because they are the reasons why we're going to win in advance.
Well, and if you look at it, show too, I mean, if it is going to be the COVID-19, you'd rather it be in now. If it's going to happen, you'd rather it be now than right before the playoffs hit. So, I hope and pray that that's not the case. But I know it sure is. Looks like it could be that direction.
5 o'clock fire.
I didn't mean to excite you.
What happened?
They just had your boy Patrick Mahomes up there, and he had on a straight up Coors Light button up shirt.
Oh, there ain't no doubt.
Clean, just screaming right there. I didn't know he was a Blue Mountain man as well. Look,
there's no doubt. He's a Blue Mountain man. He's a silver bullet man. There ain't no doubt about it, baby.
Oh, thank you. That is awesome.
anytime.
Clint, this is interesting. Coming from the NFL, we heard yesterday Deshaun Watson and Laremy Tunsil lost it about not being able to switch jerseys and precautions the NFL's taken. Because of COVID-19. Here's the latest. NFL officials are expected to wear some kind of face covering and gloves and potentially could use handheld electronic whistles in 2020. NFL RA Referees Association Executive Director Scott Green tells ESPN more changes on how football will look due to COVID-19.
Yeah, now this is interesting.
Electric whistle.
Yeah, this is you have an old twitch of the old right finger and you start your inadvertent whistle, right? It's going to be interesting as this thing moves forward and how they're going to protect people, and particularly the people that aren't playing. I think it's going to be very difficult to protect the guys that are playing because they're sweating, they're bleeding, they're spitting, they're breathing all over each other. It's going to be hard to protect them. But I think it is a legitimate concern. Obviously, the officials and anybody helping the game run, you got to protect them the right way.
I guess you're better happy that the NFL is trying to protect them rather than just, I guess,
yeah, it goes back to what I said yesterday. So I just think that you can't, because the game is so physical and there is so much physical contact in the game, like, you can't stop putting an emphasis on the social distancing. You've got to continue to do those things and limit the risk, even though it is, I agree with you, it is hard to wrap your head around why in the hell they can't jersey swap at this point in time.
I look at this, man. I hope they get some solid face covering. Because I'm just imagining, you know how I get the grocery store. It's a struggle for me with my mask for longer just through the produce section. These guys got to hold on to these face coverings through the duration of an NFL game. Running up and down the field, sweating. Good God Almighty!
It's a different kind of shape. That's for damn sure.
Man,
I tell you, I put that cloth mask on, and I can't hardly breathe. I don't know how.
Imagine that refereeing an entire football game, running up and down.
Well, I'm just trying to imagine it where you the way you were wearing yours before Courtney straightened you out, and you having to track it into a grocery store in the produce section. Hell, that alone was painful enough.
Hold on, so
let's go to the next one.
5 o'clock fire.
5 o'clock fire on a fill your cup up Friday. Finally, Giants catcher Buster Posey, he becomes the fourth ex-All-Star to opt out of the 2020 MLB season, citing the health of premature newborns that he and his wife just adopted. He is going to be out, and I think that does in some way connect to the Astros, because that is a team that they play, and that is the best player on their team, the guy that's the rock in the middle of their order. And so he is going to opt out of the 2020 season.
Astros win again, baby. Astros win again. I mean, I hate that Buster Posey's not going to be there. I commend him, respect him, admire him for making the right decision based on his family. But damn it, the way I look at it as an Astro fan, Astros win again, baby.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
they go. How the hell they keep pulling? I mean, just pulling out aces.
Just keep pulling them, baby.
I'm telling you, we see Verlander and McCullers pitching their asses off. Now they got the, and bam, Buster. That San Francisco Giants games will look completely different now. Like you said, hey, he's got to do what he's got to do for his family to protect his kids, and we completely understand that. But for the Astros, the Giants look completely different. 5 o'clock fire on a Fill Your Cup Up Friday. Coming up, it is clear Dusty Baker was filling his starters, filling his ace. Justin Verlander said something that really caught us all off guard. We'll get into that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents a Coors Light Fill Your Cup Friday with Clint Sterner and the show.
Well, for the first time out, I mean, it's just a tribute to them and how they've been working. Verlander had 40 pitches. He was really sharp. McCullers was sharp. You know, they were good. I mean, they were real good. And boy, I mean, they looked, they looked pretty good.
You know, anytime you get a boy, they look pretty good from Dusty. You know he's really feeling it.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
That's
Dusty,
right.
Dusty, was loving his guys. Justin Verlander, his ace, and Lance McCullers, we called the wild card. And then also today, Zach Greinke pitched today. I mean, if you missed Verlander yesterday, 3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Opened the game against Springer with 3 straight strikes to strike him out, 3 straight pitches, and struck him out later on. Bregman, he faced all the top batters for the Astros, and it was really, really encouraging, and you can hear the excitement from Dusty.
Yeah, look, when you look at what the last couple of days for the Astros, man, I don't want to overblow it because, look, it was an inter-squad scrimmage, but damn it, we ain't seen anything in damn near four months. But, so when you come back and you do see some live action – you don't know what to expect, good, bad, or indifferent. And I feel like the Astros, we've seen all three of these guys now, Justin Verlander, Lance McCullers, and Zach Greinke. We've seen all three of them. They all three impressed. They all three appear to be ahead of schedule. And so of all the scenarios, the outcomes, the Astros appear to be living right, and it seems to be all positive. And look, today was a big day for Greinke. Yesterday was a big day for the Astros. I want you to listen to a little bit of Justin Verlander here. from yesterday after his outing. This is really good stuff, folks, because we all know how big Justin Verlander is for this team in 2020, how big he's going to be for a 60-game season, and how big he's got to be really, really good and on top of his game to start the season right out of the gate. This is Justin Verlander after his inter-squad performance yesterday.
Felt fantastic. No issues, groin or lat. I mean, I really couldn't have scripted a better day than today. Like I said, I'm not perfect exactly where I want to be yet, but very, very close. And today was a huge success for me, in my opinion, just the way it felt.
Do you think that you can build up to 90 or 100 pitches by opening day?
100? I think I can have the ability to throw that many in opening day. I don't think I'll be able to throw that many before then.
Show. Sure. Come on now. A lot of good right there, baby. A lot of good. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's gone through a lat strain. He's gone through a much more severe groin injury than he initially thought.
His groin was as beat up as it's ever been.
My groin was pretty beat up in there.
Damn you, Kate. Damn you, Kate. You're beating up my man's groin. Let him relax a little bit, will you?
I didn't say that, Kate. I want you to know that. I didn't say that, Kate.
But he's coming off of a lat strain and that groin injury that I mean, look, again, Astros are living right. I mean, because in hindsight, I think we've heard Verlander discuss it. I've definitely read about it in a sense of it was a lot worse than he thought it was. In fact, he thought it was a chain reaction in terms of he was trying to compensate for the groin. That's what caused the lat to strain. So, man, I can't – I mean, look, it is absolutely music to my ears to hear Justin Verlander talk about how good he feels. And then on top of that, it's – so good to hear him talk about the ability to throw that many pitches early.
Yeah, 90 to 100, because that's a heck of a slow build, yep. And I'm guessing next week maybe they throw more at him. He threw 44 pitches yesterday, and maybe they jump to that and I'm sure they're going to be careful with him, make sure. Because you got those two injuries, you want to make sure you feel good. But they let him cut loose. His velocity was where it was, and they let him cut loose for the time he was out
there. You know, the beautiful part about it, too, Show, is that you got all three of these guys that have thrown in front of Dusty at this point in time, and you've got to feel like they're ahead of schedule. So, and I don't know for a pitcher the caliber of these guys what your plan is, but you got to believe whatever Brent Strom has in store for these guys moving forward, he feels like he can push the envelope with them. I mean, because they're ahead of schedule, they're in shape, and so he can push the envelope with them. I would think that at this point in time that he can, or at least he can feel comfortable and confident in pushing the envelope and getting these guys ready for opening day and not going into opening day, the first game of the season, the Mariners series, and going, man, I don't know if these guys can go three or four innings or not, man. I don't know if I want to push them.
That really concerned me. When that was brought to our attention, I was like,
John
Heyman.
Damn it, John.
Damn it.
I'd
like to get John on right now. Damn it, John. Talking about. But you see that. If he can get himself to 90 to 100, we got Zach Greinke up here talking about it. He could
throw 150.
He could throw 150, and it is clear that they are comfortable with Lance McCullers to have him throw 60-plus pitches in four innings coming off of what he's come off of, that they are clearly feel comfortable to go that it may continue to approach this way. These guys can go at least 5-6, it seems like it, by the time the season starts.
So they're gonna have to, man. I mean, we've talked at length about this is before coronavirus hit, right? I mean, we've talked at length about the number of innings that Garrett Cole and Wade Miley ate up last year. I mean, I want to say it was 380-something innings or knocking on 400 innings last year that just those two alone, they chewed up. And so when you just think of that number, that kind of workload, man, you can't have any kind of setback, damn sure with Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke, but really you can't have any kind of setback with Lance McCullers either. I mean, especially considering Josh James and Jose Urquidy have been, one of them's not even here yet, and I hadn't heard the update on Josh James yet. I'm not sure he's in camp either. He's at Minute Maid either. So with those two guys not being around or being absent at this point in time, man, look, you can't afford a setback. So we're sitting right here talking about, man, how good it is for them to be ahead of schedule. Hey, look, man, it's a must.
No, it is. It is. And it's interesting because Verlander, one of the things he also spoke about is he's going in and speaking about, all right, my age, I understand with my age being 37 years old, I understand I've got to kind of change things up. I've got to make sure my body is healthy.
Yep.
As you've just talked about, man, you got the groin that kind of was.
The groin was pretty beat up in there.
And a lot of that had to do with him, you know, with the injury he had, the lack coming from the groin.
Yeah.
Because those two things, he's trying to compensate for one of them. He's understanding, like, I've got to redo my mechanics so I can stay healthy. And he talked about that. And then if you listen to the tail end of this, Clint, he says something that I had to take a step back. This is Justin Verlander.
After I had the surgery, Dr. Myers said the groin was pretty beat up in there, and it looked like it had been pretty unhealthy for a while. So kind of a light bulb went off for myself. So I looked at this as an opportunity to get better. And so I went through a full rebuild process, working on getting my mechanics where I wanted them. I changed a lot of stuff that you know, some people would think it was unnecessary, but I thought it was necessary, especially if I want to play 8-10 more years.
My man's on some Nolan Ryan type of stuff, ain't he?
Well, that would Nolan, Roger.
Don't be a knucklehead.
Roger Clemens, Nolan, Roger Clemens, those are guys who pitched into their 40s.
Mid-40s,
he's 37. Young. That puts him between 45 and 47 years old, man.
Yeah.
You're just not seeing a lot of guys do that and be able to maintain it. I mean, you can see it's obvious to love the game. He's got a championship. He's won Cy Youngs. He's a Hall of Famer. It's not like he's got to keep pushing this. This is for the love of it. And I don't know, man. I don't know if he's got that at 47.
I would bank on him having at 45, 47 in the tank. I firmly believe that. When you watch him throw, and I know he mentioned some of the stuff that he was doing pitching-wise, coming off the rubber, wasn't going to allow him to pitch that long, so he's got to make some adjustments. But I tell you, as I watch Justin Verlander, it's a lot like Zach Greinke. You watch both of those guys, and it's just such a fluid, effortless motion when they come off the mound that you got to believe that it's less – there's less wear and tear on their body than there is some of these guys. Like, who was it, Max Scherzer? Is he one that comes off? He comes off hard, look at him and you go, hell, he's trying to throw that joker that hard. You know, I mean, he's
coming across his body.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he's liable to hurt himself on one pitch, much less shorten his career. And so when you watch these guys throw, you're like, man, they're going to be able to pitch longer than most because it's so effortless. And then, you know, you take into account that Verlander obviously is a student of the game. And now here he is making all kind of adjustments during a three-month delay in the season. Did I mention that the Astros win again? So not only is he healthy, so what Verlander's telling us is not only did he get the surgery he needed and is he healthy, but he's adjusting his mechanics to where he can get the velocity back and he can pitch longer into his career.
Yeah. Did I mention
the Astros win again?
I'll just say this. If Justin's going to pitch until he's 45, 46, 47 years old, man, he can do it, man. He can do it. He's got the fire. He just better not be throwing 97 then.
Why not? What's wrong with that? He's getting his mechanics right. He's got Kate at home.
Yeah, I know it. I'm inclined to think in 8 to 10 years, that his velocity should come down, and if it doesn't, I'm wondering.
Chief Nolan was – Three no-hitters after the age of 40.
I'm not saying he can't be successful. I'm not saying he can't be successful.
Don't be a knucklehead. But
Nolan better not have been throwing. I check it out. I'm not going to sit there and act like I remember how hard Nolan was throwing in 93 when he retired.
I know it was an effortless action.
10 years before.
I don't know that either, but I know it was an effortless action, and he was still sitting them down left and right.
Yeah, Justin could sit him down at 91. But if Justin is throwing 97 – the way Roger Clemens started throwing as hard as he was when he was in Boston in his mid-40s, or his early 40s, I'm going to have some questions.
You think there's some PEDs going
on? Just saying, that's just me. I know Roger, his numbers say Hall of Fame. But I don't know if he's ever getting in that puppy. All right, I'm just saying. He's throwing 89-90. I'm with it, JV.
97?
97 at 47? I ain't never seen that. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Maybe maybe we're looking at this thing, this whole thing the wrong way of Harden and Westbrook not being in Orlando. We'll get into this coming up next.
Groin was pretty beat up in there.
Sports Radio 610 presents A Coors Light. Fill Your Cup Friday with Clint Stern and the show.
All right, one of the big stories coming in, and it is still a ongoing story we're not sure of, is James Harden and Russell Westbrook didn't make the flight to Orlando, Clint. And
Yes, I'm aware.
I don't want to have to think about it in the negative space.
Well, I mean,
I understand, but I just don't want to.
Well, let's just get beyond it then. There's so many positives to think about when you think about the NBA and the bubble and what all the bubble's going to consist of. I mean, show. I don't know if you're a manicure or a pedicure guy. I'm pretty big fan of the pedicure.
Which
I got some bad toes.
That's
when your feet is a pedicure.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
don't know what I just said, but pedicures are your feet. I'm a pedicure guy.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not much of a manicure guy. I chew my fingernails, so when I go and sit down in there and get a manicure, they really get into the quick pretty quick, and that's kind of torturous for me. But manicures, pedicures, you a fan of massages? Who the hell doesn't like massages?
Who doesn't like a good massage? I mean, especially a good deep one.
I mean,
like deep into the shoulders. I'm not
deep
talking,
tissue.
I wasn't getting nasty that time.
Massage therapists, barbers. I know you're a fan of a good barber, even though you probably ought to go see one.
I do. Me too.
I can't believe you didn't get your hair cut. My wife comes in town. You ain't seen her in about four
I've been
months,
trying to
and
do
you
a
don't
whole,
get a haircut.
I
man.
Just saw her last week, but I've been trying to do everything to get the house together.
That's right for the fan. That's right. But they also got private chefs. Yesterday we came on here show and we talked about. Let's just add to the mix here. I mean, according to USA Today Sports NBA reporter Jeff Zilgit, the NBA had partnered with six restaurants to provide delivery service. Morton's, Palm, Saltgrass, Del Frisco's, The Ocean Air, and Joe's Crab Shack. You could probably eat from there, huh?
I can eat from anywhere.
Well, I mean, but those you wouldn't be upset about those.
Not at all. Oh, I could eat from anywhere.
Well, I've done a little digging. And there's been one common theme when we talk about the bubble with James Harden, right? There's been one common theme.
Is this the same thing that Brian Scalabrine won't stop?
Yeah, it's untied and undefeated. Yeah, it's untied and undefeated. It's called the female. It's called ladies, right? And we know that James Harden has a special appreciation for certain types of establishments.
He likes the dancers.
And when this announcement came out yesterday, show about these restaurants, I thought, man, I'm not sure. I'm not positive. But I think they're all Tillman Fertitta properties. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're all Tillman Fertitta properties.
I think so. Is that Landry's? Those Landry's
yes,
restaurants?
Yes.
Those are all Tillman. Oh, boy.
So I go home last night and I get to thinking about that. I'm thinking they're all. They're all Landry. They're all Tillman Fertitta. Fertitta owns the Rockets, and they're providing a delivery service. And I thought, might this be a way? Might this be a way for Tillman Fertitta to get his guys what they're going to miss the most in the bubble?
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Is this the way?
You talk about an advantage.
A huge advantage. Everybody sits around and talks about all Tillman Fertitta. He done snaked, weaseled his way into making more money, getting his deal with the league. He uses leverage. Nah, I think Tillman, I think he's a little smarter than we're I think he's a little bit sharper than we're giving him credit for. I think he has a way now. He's contractually bound to the NBA with all these different restaurants.
Wonder how he got himself contractually bound to the NBA. Did he go ahead and volunteer his services?
Well, I ain't real worried about how he did it.
But I know he pulled it off.
He pulled it off, and I don't know that it's just a food delivery. I don't know that there's not going to be themed evenings in a penthouse suite that's going to be Harden's Cabaret. What do you think? Joe's Crab Shack Night.
Harden's Cabaret, Joe's Crab Shack Night.
That would probably be Monday night. That'd probably Monday night would probably be Joe's Crab Shack. I mean, the Palms got Oceanair and Palm. They got to be Friday, Saturday nights.
Right, those are weekend.
Right.
Weekend numbers.
Them weekend the joints, yeah.
Post-gamers.
The delivery gals. Just hire the delivery gals. They come in, great grub. They bring you the grub. Boom.
And then
lights dim. Lights dim.
Set the mood.
Huh? All of a sudden.
Al Green comes up.
All of a sudden, the poles shoot from the floor to the ceiling. And my man, Tillman Fertitta, has provided the secret ingredient for the Rockets to make that run.
Well, there's so many questions There's so many questions here.
What do you got? I'm here for it.
You've created this scenario, and it really seems like you've thought hard on this.
Well look, it only makes sense. If Tillman Fertitta wants to win a championship,
real quick, Tyler, he said it only makes sense.
It only does. Everybody that we've had come on this show and talk about the Rockets has mentioned James Harden and the fact that he doesn't have access to strip joints in the bubble. You've gone as far as talking about them dressing up as the characters from Disney, which I thought was a little bit far, by the way.
It'd be an interesting strip club.
I thought that was a little far, by the way. I thought that was going a little far.
I don't know. Snow White.
However, everybody we've had has mentioned that being – so it's not like it's a secret. So,
well, no.
Clearly, it's something that I think is possible. I think it's possible that there's an inside job to make sure that James Harden and company get what they need to be in the right state of mind so that when they take the floor, they're ready to play ball.
You talk about an advantage. If this is true, here are my questions. Who do you think was the driver of this? Was this coming from James, and he came up and said, "Look, boss, hey, man, I got to have this. Like, if you want us to have a chance, you want me, and this is all alleged. You want me at my best, boss. I need you to make something happen. I need something. I can't go this long."
I don't know that Harden even had to ask.
Or you think Tillman just said,
"Got you, big fella.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that private jet to L.A. for you about 3 days late." We'll get you in here for practice Saturday. By the time you get here, we'll have the penthouse suite. We'll have Harden's Cabaret. We'll have that thing decked out. We'll have it ready.
Get your beard trimmed and whatever else after that.
Hey, Ryan was pretty beat up in there.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man. It's not a secret, and so it's not like it's far-fetched. I mean, if I just pulled that out of left field on some random guy that
seems like
was
really
in the league.
Is it just James, though?
Oh no, they're all part.
This is the whole club, Tillman, in this scenario that you're creating.
It can't be just for James. Like that ain't right. You got to at least let Westbrook get in there. You got to at least Covington get in there. PJ Tucker can wear a different pair of shoes every time he enters
he's
the
got
room.
60 of them.
That's for damn sure. He's got 60 of them that he took with him. You got to let Gordon just in there.
Traction, yeah. Stay healthy. It'd be a hell of an advantage if they were the only team that was.
That's it. Huge advantage.
That was
only one
knocking boots.
The coaches can't go in though. D'Antoni.
Well, that's not fair.
D'Antoni's too old. D'Antoni's too old, man.
Never get sick. Never too old.
Might get sick. John Lucas. By the way, I don't think John Lucas was on the plane either. And a new cat. What's the new cat's name that was here in 2018?
I don't know these new cats.
What's the new cat's name? Mbute.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think that's right either. Mbute. I don't think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Bamute,
not Mbute.
Yeah, as long as I thought when he grabbed
he just earned himself another week.
Yeah, he grabbed that mic. I thought, what the hell's he about to do? You better not talk.
Hey, T, you can't talk. You just earned yourself another week of silence in there.
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
But no, he made you say the wrong name.
What'd you say it was?
Bamute.
Bamute. Mbute. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, solid forward. No, yeah.
Is he a UCLA guy?
Yeah.
You know he didn't make the flight either. Him, John Lucas, Westbrook, and Harden are the four that didn't make the flight.
Didn't make the flight.
And you tell me he's a UCLA, so he's an LA guy.
Yeah.
So he was out there too. Where in the hell was John Lucas? Is John Lucas living on the West Coast?
I don't know. Is he a part of this?
He didn't get him a plane.
I mean, is he a part of this nastiness?
You're still on Harden's Cabaret.
I'm still on all of that.
Gotcha.
I
noticed you got a little quiet over there.
I'm just saying the key is, if in this scenario that you have created, they got to keep their mouths shut.
Why?
They can't tell other players around the league because they'll snitch.
Well, I would imagine.
I'd snitch.
I would imagine.
I'd snitch unless I'm single.
I would imagine, like, what you got to do is you got to let LeBron in, right?
Just now you're doing too
You got to let Brow in. Yeah, but if you can't let them find out that it's there. Now, you can't let them, that caliber guy, because LeBron, hell, nowadays LeBron will go make a documentary about it.
That's what
Harden's Cabaret. What really went on in the bubble. Now, I can see it already.
That's right. Now, LeBron is obviously in love with Savannah. So he's not gonna make that move.
Sit down. I'm not saying he doesn't do anything. He can be there.
But you get too many guys knowing it is when you mess it up. It's gotta be a Rockets thing. And there's a couple of guys, Austin Rivers, that I don't trust that would go telling folks. Austin looked like he get out there and get happy, man. Hey Joel. Why you think we playing so well? You gotta have a whole two. That's too many people. That gotta keep it shut. Because you lose the advantage if you let LeBron and AD in. This is an advantage. That you're creating. Keep it locked down.
I'm just a little worried about if you don't at least share it with the biggest names in the league that you're gonna get caught because LeBron will shut it down. He'll shut down shop if he's involved. Then you're all gravy. But if he's not, then you're in trouble.
He'll shut that joker straight down. It's got to be a Rockets thing. Like someone just texted in, Chris Paul, he's snitching off top.
Can't let him know. You can't let Chris Paul know then.
No, you know he will snitch.
That's terrible.
I'm not a big Chris Paul fan.
You're not a Chris Paul guy. Why not? I like CP3, man.
Do you?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
How tall is he? About 6'2"? Well, he's a 6'1" bully. He's just a bully. And in his little body, and he gets to – in the little body, when I mean in the NBA.
Right, yeah. Like, you got to clarify that,
big fella. He's bigger than I am. But he – like, man, what he used to do to – like he
– Hold on, Joe.
I remember he bullied DeAndre Jordan into staying in L.A. DeAndre Jordan had agreed to go into Dallas. Yep. He came over to his house and bullied him. The things that he used to do to Blake, oh, terrible. I can't stand him. And he cries and moans.
I don't like the body language on the floor. I'm not a big fan of that either. Chris Paul overall.
I'm not saying he's not a bad – I think he's a good guy. But when he's on the court and when he plays basketball, he's an ass. Like, Chris Paul is – I dislike the sports version of Chris Paul so much. I don't even think that I could be a fan of his and like him if he was on the team I rooted for. You know, so there's some guys that you hate. Like, I hate Draymond, but I feel like if Draymond was on a team that I rooted for, Draymond Green.
Westbrook's one of them.
Yeah. Westbrook is somebody who can get on your nerves.
I mean, I didn't like – I respected the hell out of his game, but Westbrook was a guy that when I watched him with the Oklahoma City Thunder, I was like, man, come on. Like, the year before the trade, he pulled the mess on the sideline with the little fella. Where he got mad because the little fella reached out and touched his jersey or something. And then he went after the game on a post-game press conference. He talked about security and all this kind of stuff. I was like, come on, man. You're trying too much. But then when the Rockets got him, when he put that Rockets red on, I said, yes, sir, I'll take it.
There's some guys like that. Chris Paul, man. I cannot, man. He annoys me. I mean, I lash out to the television when I see him.
He doesn't push me to those kind of limits, but I can see where he would. I can see where he would.
And I promise you, this is not a Houston thing. Like, for me, I've always felt
you mentioned that
about Chris Paul. He's a bit of an ass. But Tillman, this is all alleged, but if you're stepping up for your team, that's big time.
Everybody looks at it like, oh, he's got the system rigged. The rich get richer. Nah, I think he's got a plan. I think he's got a plan. I'm telling you, in 2025, there's going to be a documentary with 30 for 30. It's going to be Harden's Cabaret, what really went on in the bubble.
And it'll be Austin Rivers who has allowed this to get out.
Austin Rivers is going to be the man.
He just feels like the guy that would start.
Why?
Because he just feels like, you remember when his dad got thrown out when he was playing? He was with the Rockets, and his dad got thrown out of a game.
Yes.
He got ejected. Yeah, he was sitting there laughing. He looked like Austin Rivers feels like the type of guy that just walk around and want to let everybody know. Yeah. We had cinnamon up there last night. We had cinnamon. Y'all didn't. What's going on? Nothing. Can't keep a secret. Can't keep one. Can't wait to tell.
What was that music I heard up there last night?
What y'all do last night? we ain't do nothing. He's the type of guy that you know a guy that you gotta supposedly force it out of him.
Yeah.
They don't take that. They've been waiting to tell you. That's what Austin Rivers feels like.
You think he'd let the cat out of the bag?
Oh yeah, you tell.
What about this? Stay in the NBA. What about this old Rondo stuff, Chief? What about Rondo not liking his hotel room, man? What the hell's going on with these guys? What's wrong with the hotel room? Did you see the pictures?
There's nothing wrong with the hotel room. Like, I mean, maybe they're used to – this is the difference between basketball players and football players. Because football players, y'all have training camp. And some of them dorms that football players have to stay in.
Absolutely. We were in Wichita Falls, Texas. It was awful. We were in dorms. Midwestern State, I believe, is a college up there. We were in dorms. It was awful.
They have, I guess Rondo's at JR of all people has the audacity to complain. Your ass wasn't even in the league complaining about the food that he's getting, Skittles and candies and chips. Like complaining like there's no other way they're going to get healthy food. Like that we've seen how
like
many
he
chefs
gives
that,
a rip. Like he gives a
yeah,
rip
but I'm
about
just
healthy
saying,
food.
Like he may, but it's not like they won't. He's gonna get his bowl of soup to throw on somebody. He's gonna get all You're saying that they got chefs? Every team's got personal chefs. You think LeBron going to only be there with the Lakers out there just eating Skittles?
But he's bitching about candy. I mean, Doritos. Hell, Marshawn Lynch got a Skittles deal, and he's talking about
I'm
candy.
I'm just saying, man, he just acted like that's the only thing the NBA's feeding them. And Rondo's complaining about his room. I was going to say Rondo hadn't stayed in a dorm since Kentucky, but if I'm real honest with myself, I'm not sure he didn't stay in no dorm in Kentucky.
Nah, he didn't stay – like Dicker the kicker, the old kicker from Texas, when he kicked, he made a field goal that won a game early in his career, maybe in last year four.
He beat Oklahoma in a game where he had a last second kick. Yeah.
And anyway, somebody on TV said something about him going back to the dorm room. Boy, he's gonna be a dorm party tonight. I said, if y'all think old Dicker the kicker staying in the dorm tonight, y'all are crazy. He's gonna be in a sorority house or somebody's mansion. You better look out.
Yeah, he ain't staying up. But nah, it's silly. What are you talking about? Like Rondo, all right, but JR is the one that you've been fighting to get to the league. You ain't been in the league.
JR's classic. JR's video was classic.
Look at this. Look at the food they give us here at the NBA. You just got into NBA last week.
What did he hit him with at the end of it, though, Show?
Oh, yeah, y'all want to
be back.
he going to say, y'all want us to be fuel. Y'all want us to be Lamborghinis, but y'all want to fuel us. And then took a shot at Chrysler for no damn reason. But y'all want to fuel us like we drive, like we're Chryslers. But hey, y'all, I'm just happy to be back.
I'm just happy to be back, guys. Boy, you one of them old bougie suckers.
That ain't even bougie. That's just, you got to be ashamed of yourself. All right, I'm at LeBron sitting there thinking, so you don't want to play. Because LeBron got you this job.
You think LeBron, you think LeBron sees that? Like, what do you think LeBron says to J.R. Smith when he sees that video? You think he just laughs it off?
Nope. I think he says exactly what Dusty says about Zach Greinke. Oh, man. That's just J.R. being J.R. And, you know.
You don't think he tightens him up a little bit?
He does the best he can. But it's J.R., man. I mean, he does the best he can. But, J.R. is just going to do J.R.
You know, if J.R.
that
goes out there and balls out, I'm going to give you hell.
You give me hell.
We had a conversation on the air about J.R. Smith being available. Who else is available? Somebody else.
J.R. and what's his name? Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
Nick.
Nick Young. You say that so disgustingly. God, I mean, it's just like you, like there's no doubt.
Who
like
embraces
you're
that
genuinely
nickname?
And sincerely
who
disgusted.
Listen, I'm someone who knows about nicknames as I am the show. But who embraces Swaggy?
You clearly don't. You are genuinely and sincerely like disgusted when you say that name. But if JR goes out there and crushes it,
JR down. JR will have a night. He's not going to be consistent, and he's not going to play no defense. But he'll have a night. He'll hit you about five or six threes and show it off. But
don't want him in Rocket Red.
He wouldn't have worked for the Rockets. And really, if I'm a Lakers fan, I wouldn't have want him there either. I don't know what it is.
I'm still trying to get my boy Dusty Hannes in with the Rockets. He's still on the streets, man.
Who? They need somebody. It's no Hugh.
Dusty
Hugh
Hannes.
Matter.
Dusty Hannes.
Landry.
Sniper.
Clint. Tyler.
No, this guy's, Brian, actually, this guy's actually got a little clock in the, in the
I'm
league.
I'm just saying, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter the ability. They just need
the old white guy.
Need somebody over there. It's what it is.
You think
he'd
be welcome in Harden's cabaret?
They just he should be. He should be the first. He should get a special seat.
He could be the door guy.
He should be.
Yeah, here's what you do. We need you to sit, be the white guy at the end of the bench.
You're right.
We need you to be the door guy.
I apologize. If someone tweeted in, I didn't act like I had compared Austin Rivers to Mike Fiers. I apologize. Austin ain't that type of snitch. Not a Mike Fiers.
You meant
snitch.
Like tell about the club. Tell about the back entrance. Tell about the VIP.
I think Austin would just be so excited that he couldn't help it. Like giddy.
See, Westbrook strikes me as a guy that gets real excited. And
no,
can't help.
No. Westbrook will keep us. Westbrook's got secrets.
Westbrook's a guy that somebody piss him off, and he'd be like, "Ha, okay, you do it again." They do it again. I'm gonna tell you what I got.
Oh, get him like that. Like,
tell you what I got.
Say another thing. Say something else. Yeah, Scarlet.
Yeah.
Fantasy ranch. Man.
You want to know why we whooping y'all's ass right now? Why? Yeah, Joe's Crab Shack's girls were up in the up in Harden's cabaret last night.
Right. Hell yeah. Getting it in.
Tomorrow night's the Ocean Air Dancers. They're coming up, boys.
The Ocean Air. Don't wait till salt grass come up there. Woo! You think it's a steak.
I think it's
a steak coming up.
Oh, that's great.
Coming up behind us as we kick it off for the weekend behind us. Don't forget Texas All Access with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. They're up next as we have fun going in from the weekend. My fam is here. I'm going to have some fun our first weekend together as a family in Houston. Tyler, fantastic job this week as well. Clint, you have a good weekend with Lowe.
You got it, baby. Always.
I feel like you're going to have a wedding date when you come in on Monday.
I might.
Yeah, you just might. All right. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Bears heavy on my mind.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.